June 4th. What must we do to be saved? Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 2:36-38. Rock Solid Ministries uses this section of scripture a lot. Our evangelists use it from the pulpit in everyday conversations, and we have multiple pieces of free literature that outline the steps of salvation for churches and individuals to use in their personal ministries. You may have heard it said that because of the chaos of trying to baptize all the people that may come forward if you preach about baptism, it is easier to skip it. We can't imagine taking any part out. They are all important, significant, individual steps. You must believe, repent, confess, be baptized, and live a Christian life. Think of it this way. Matthew through Acts was written for the unbeliever, the seeker. Once you are saved, then you begin to read the letters to the churches. They teach us how to live as Christians. Think back on the day of your baptism. What led up to you making the decision? If you've not been baptized, what is stopping you?